On the topic I spoke on a few days ago about listening to your own voice, when I worked in Chicago downtown at a trading firm for 10 years, I sat next to a guy who was phenomenally successful, probably the most successful guy in the whole place. And I remember my parents, this is when I first started out of college, my parents said to me, well, why don't you just do what that guy does? Just put the same trades on he does and you'll be fine. And it sounds so easy to do, to copy somebody else or to copy their strategy, but it doesn't really work that way. There's times when we were day trading at the time, so I'll keep that in mind, but there was times when he would have his biggest long position of the day near the market highs trying to push it through, and then all of a sudden he would be short his biggest position of the day. Just like that. And that would be the trade of the week or the trade of the month for him. And if I'm sitting next to him trying to copy him, I can't understand how he switched. But in his mind, there's a million things going on. He's testing it for one little push that he thinks he can make, and then he can flip and go the other way. He thinks it's about ready to go down for the day, but then he just squeeze out the last two people who are in the market. There's a million things he could be thinking that I don't understand. There's so much experience that goes into making your own style. So what I ended up figuring out over the years is I got to know these guys who were most successful in their craft and learned a few things from each of them that made them good, and then decided over time, a lot of trial and error, and a lot of pain and ups and downs, but you learn what you're good at and where you have unique strengths that are different from those people. And then you take a few things from their strategy that you like for yours and you add it, and then you get rid of the rest because it's just not going to work for you. That's why no matter how good, smart, full of integrity, helpful, it doesn't matter how much you pay for something, you can't copy someone else exactly. It just doesn't work that way. It's like copying another artist. You have to really get comfortable knowing yourself and knowing exactly how much psychological pain, emotional pain you can take. What kind of risk taker are you? What's your time frame? Is it going to interfere with your family life? Or if you are a part-time trader, will it interfere with the hours you can actually spend in front of the market? So I routinely try to learn and grow by exposing myself to other traders, but I know what I'm good at, and I don't want to get away with what I'm good at. I don't want to get away from what I'm good at. But one of the best things I can do and learn from others, and this will never stop, no matter how much money you make or how good you get, you always are learning and growing, and you're always going to have another time where you feel like you cannot make another winning trade. It happens to everybody. But when you're trying to expand yourself, you look at others and others who are successful, ideally, and you eventually get to the point where you know, say they're doing five different trades, and you'll know which one or two of those also fits your system, and then you can make it your own and have your own parameters for how to do that trade. They might hold it longer than you. They might hold it shorter than you. The stops might be different. The reasons for entering the same trade might be very different for two people, and that's all okay. And so it's not that you can't learn from others, but you're never going to be exactly the same. And once you kind of get that figured out and really believe that and understand where you're at with it, it's just so much, you feel so much more free. It's easier to move forward. It takes a lot of that stress and anxiety out because no two people are going to be the same that way. And it, from the outside, people who don't do this, it seems weird to think that because it seems like you should just be able to do, why don't you just give trade signals to someone, subscribe to a group and someone gives you signals and you pay them a lot of money for their signals and then you make a lot of money and everyone's happy. It doesn't work. And it just consistently doesn't work. And I've explained some of the reasons why, but until you do it, you don't really understand that. So as I join a few different groups and try to expand myself, I don't want to lose track of what I'm good at. But at the same time, I'm really excited about picking up things from other smart people who have different styles. And I can add a trade here or there that I wouldn't normally do and add a little bit of a new skill set, a new tool. So when you first start, there's just one thing you're trying to do well, maybe one or two things. Maybe you just trade earnings and you buy pullbacks. And then you move on to that's your core strategy, but you also have a second or third strategy you can do without getting confused. And those have their own parameters. And before you know it, you're building up more experience and more things from that whole process. And that's the process that can't be rushed. And that's your 10,000 hours or whatever people want to say. And it's probably a lot longer than that, actually. But it doesn't mean you can't make money before that. But it takes time. And I think understanding yourself, that's why doing all the balancing work, the meditation, the exercise, getting out on walks, all that stuff, going on vacation, becoming more creative, because you think you have to do all these things. And then you take a break and you realize you really know inside of you what you're good at and you just need to wait for it.